Coach, I know it's a tough loss, but what a fun game it ended up being, and a 4 overtime affair here tonight.
Yeah, I told the kids, you know, just keep your heads up and let's walk out here with our heads high, because nothing to be ashamed of. We missed some free throws, made some mistakes, but at the same time, you know, the great thing about that was we always bounced back and made one more play until the end. So, you know, nothing to have your head down about. I mean, you got two good basketball teams. You got a, you know, good environment, and it come down to, you know, something that you can take with you into the next action.
And, you know, it was just, it's fun to watch it. The sportsmanship was great again by both teams tonight. You could tell they knew each other very well. You guys, you and Coach Hurdle coached against each other for 20 years, and the lead didn't get any bigger than 7 either way the entire ball game, and that's what makes it competitive, and it just keeps the kids moving and really focused into the game, and they showed hard work, and it was a good defensive game for a long time here.
Both teams played well. I mean, you know, you got two really good basketball teams, and you know, just kind of comes down to make one more play, and they made the extra play. You know, probably the big play was the 3 at the end of the whatever overtime or regulation it was.
Jared Vistam, he was a tough matchup for you guys. He ended up with 33 points here tonight, but for the most part, you guys held down the rest of the group there. Peyton Hoppen, who's a 12-point scorer game, only had 4 points, but Ryan Reuter stepped up big for them at the threes, but you also had some players that stepped up big. Justin Froh with 5 points in that first quarter. McRae hit some big shots in the second quarter as well.
Yeah, they did fine. I mean, not going to say a whole lot just because, you know, need to watch film and kind of see where the mistakes were. You know, the kids played as hard as they can, and, you know, Vista made a great shot at the end of the regulation, tied up with 3. I mean, Justin was hanging right on top of him, and he went up kind of through traffic and made his 3. So, you know, hats off on a play like that.
Your team only committed single digits of turnovers once again, and they just continue to take care of the basketball pretty good here.
Oh, they did. I mean, you know, we worked against their press yesterday and kind of talked about how we wanted to attack it. You know, I think when they played Norton had like, you know, 6 or 7 turnovers in the first quarter. You know, like you said, we probably had 8 or 9, couple of crucial ones with a carry in front of the bench, a 5-second call. Just got to kind of correct those things.
Our last game here at Al Billinger Fieldhouse, but some great memories that Scott City and TMP have had in this in your 20 years as a head coach.
Well, it's not about the coaches. It's about the players that have played, you know, the games here. And, you know, for this one right here, you know, those guys are hurting in the locker room. But, you know, about 5 years or so, shoot, even in the springtime, be thinking about, man, remember that, you know, basically an endurance race, you know, at TMP. So, you know, the coaching part, I mean, Joe and I have been around for a long time, and we've both had, you know, very good basketball teams. I mean, you can check their banners and check our banners, but it still comes down to the, you know, the kids on the floor. They're the focal point of the games. It's not the guys on the sideline. So, you know, I'm happy with our guys. We just gotta clean up some stuff, gotta make free throws coming down the end of a game. And, you know, as far as the defense on that three-pointer, you know, shoot, he's right there. If you get 2 guys on the outside, the screen right there, they're gonna slip back door and you can get the 2. So, you know, it kind of is what it is.
Well, it's Colby at home Friday night and an opportunity to get back into the win column and be the round 2 with the Eagles on Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we'll probably, since we played 2 games tonight, we'll probably go and take tomorrow off as far as practice and kind of go from there.
All right, Coach Glenn O'Neill joining me post-game. Coach, appreciate the time, and see you later on
the week.
All right,
thanks, Adam.